Edition of the Shooting USA podcast, December 5th, 2013. We're getting into that Christmas season, and we just had a couple of shows on last night. You would have seen the North-South Skirmish Association. That was the lead story in Shooting USA, which is always a fun event in Friendship, Indiana. And as in addition to period correct muzzleloader competition for accuracy, they shoot cannons for accuracy. So a lot of black powder, a lot of lead downrange. Deeper in that show is a story on the AMU Junior Clinic, another fantastic program and one I've been to a couple of times. And it continues to turn out quality talent. And frankly, the AMU has a little bit of a benefit there because they get to see, you know, potential future recruits for the team. Interesting thing that I just picked up on this morning, Pendleton Safes is offering 12 months same as cash on their Revolution line of safes, which you see on the Shooting USA set. So fantastic deal there. Well worth checking that out. Next week's shows, December 11th, we've got a new show, Shooting USA. It's the Scholastic Clay Target Program Tennessee Championships from the Nashville Shooting Sports Complex out here. And deeper in that show, I finally get a chance to show off my custom-painted 308 that I built, the paint job done by Hillbilly 223 Urban Finishes and Boyd Lemons. Absolutely stunning paint job. So I look forward to showing you guys that. You'll see that next week, Wednesday, December 11th. So today on the podcast, I want to try something new. I've been buried in the video that we created down in Georgetown, Texas, inside the STI factory back in November. And I did a interview with Tim Dillon, who is the president and CEO of STI. And Tim is always a fantastic interview. And I've got 9.5 minutes with Tim that, frankly, I could run, but then you wouldn't get to see anything else. But it is so good that I've taken the audio from that, and I'm going to load it into the podcast so you guys can hear the complete interview with Tim Dillon. So we'll give that a shot right now.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Tim Dillon, and you are the president?
President and CEO of STI International, right here in Georgetown, Texas.
Okay.
You can look at John.
You and I conversating. Don't look at him. Leave him out of it. There are a number of things I want to talk about, but the first thing is the fact that we are streamlining the manufacturing process, and we are always looking for ways to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Every day we do it. I'm a big one on efficiency. Efficiency means profitability. And since we're an ESOP company, we're an employee-owned company, that means a lot to all of us in here. We're all vested in this company.
There are a number of processes here that other pistol manufacturers simply don't do, like starting with a piece of bar stock and machining that bar stock into a number of different components.
That's a big one with me, and instill that in the culture with everybody in here is the quality. We want to control our own quality, control our destiny, to say we put out the highest quality of a 1911 that's in this market today. We put ourselves above the rest. There's 30 to 40 different manufacturers of a 1911 in this market. A lot of good manufacturers out there make a good product. We just want to make a better product. And with that, we do it from the beginning. We go from high-quality seals, from bar stock. We control those quality metrics, those dimensional aspects of that product from start to finish. We like to be in control of our destiny when it comes to the quality of STI.
How important are your people here?
Oh, these people to me are the most important thing in this company. Without the good people that you've seen here and that I get to work with every day, we wouldn't be the company that we are today.
And that gets me back around to how valuable to STI is the employee owner program.
That was one of the big things that brought me to this company about 3.5 years ago, was to have a culture or have an employee that was actually a stock owner into the company. What a better way to instill quality, pride, and ownership across the board to raise that brand awareness is to have the people actually be stock owners in the company, that what they put together every day means something. You scrap a product, it goes to the bottom line. That can affect stock value at the end of the year. the profitability, the efficiencies of what they do every day. It just all comes together in a culture of ownership, and I think it really brings that quality of that product to an even higher level.
What was interesting to me was I've had the experience that it's not just using materials or using the expendables. It's also innovative ways to help the company save money. All sorts of different
aspects. Oh, yeah. I'm a big one on it's never good enough. I look at my own performance every day and throughout my career is that I'm never good enough. I try to instill that we can constantly improve in here. From some of the procedures that you've seen in here and the way we do things is that I'm always looking at we can do it better. We can do it quicker. We can utilize these machines that have these very tight tolerances. We can manipulate and just utilize these pieces to bring this gun to a higher level. The 1911 was meant to rattle and roll. We all know that. It's easy to make a 1911 that can do that. But to make them tight and work and be reliable, that's a whole different issue. The cause and effect of making these guns the way we do them today, it's a big deal to have that in-house and to be able to control it the way we do.
It's interesting to me that the company sits right now at a six-month backlog. Mm-hmm. Am I making that problem worse for you? Is that what's the goal?
You know, I always tell everybody in here, don't cover the bottleneck. I want to see it, because if I don't see it, I can't fix it. So we see that, and we've changed the way we've done some distributorship this year. We heard it. We did a customer satisfaction survey that said we're waiting too long for an FTI product. So we've looked for our bigger distributors to place bigger orders that we can put stocking guns in place on the shelf. So in turn, we can talk to our smaller dealers that we really rely on a lot to go to these bigger distributors and say, hey, call these guys first. They probably will have that in stock. So it's a collaborative effort with our bigger distributors to say, we're still a company that's growing. I want to bring this company even to a higher level as far as production efficiencies, but I want that product out there in the hands of the consumer. I want the shooter to shoot our product. Because I guarantee you get your hands on an FTI, you manipulate that gun, you're going to want another one. So you'll see me doing families of guns. We put together families of the 3-inch, the 4-inch, the 5-inch. It's all a game. It's a trick because I want you to feel that 5-inch, and you're going to say, hey, in those hot summer days when I'm wearing a long T-shirt, I'm going to put that 3-inch in my hip, and I'm going to carry that every day. So there's methods to our madness in here. We want you to buy more than one.
Well, and I think that's the next question. Is we've got a stable, and we've got a name known among the competition mm-hmm. shooters in the 2011. We're going in a new direction, and we're continuing to expand towards the concealed carry market.
Yep. We look at an overall demographics of our customer. You know, FTI has always been known for competition. We're going to be bringing that competition to another level. I would say in the next year we're going to open up our custom shop, move into the even, you know, outstanding things. You're going to see things coming out of this company that you're going, wow, that came out of a company? That came out of a that isn't just a custom one- or two-man shop, but that's coming out of FTI. You're going to be oohed and awed over that. But we look at the bigger growth aspects for FTI, the custom carry, the personal protection, law enforcement, military contracts. We're looking for a lot of different things with this company. So you've seen on your visit here the expansion and the growth that we're looking for, but I'll never compromise quality. And I'll instill that in these customers. I'll instill that into my employees is don't compromise quality. Mediocrity is not in my vocabulary. I don't like it. I don't put up with it. We put out a product at a higher level. So we're going to keep expanding our product line to say, hey, a defense gun can be tight. It can be reliable. And it can be aesthetically good looking and set itself apart from other 1911 that's out there.
It's an interesting thing to me that we're doing the classic tried-and-true double stack, but we're also mm-hmm. doing single stacks here.
Yeah.
We outsource the finest single stack magazines, yet we still keep our hands on the manufacturer of the double stack
yeah.
magazine. Why do that?
It's quality. We want to control that, too. That magazine is the heart of that high-cap magazine. All right. That magazine is the heart of that 2011 high-capacity firearm. We want to make sure that we're controlling that as well. So we do that with hardened fixtures. We calibrate them. We know that those feed lifts are going to be in the right position. We want to know that the dimensional aspects of that magazine, inside and out, are true and correct. So when we say it holds X amount of rounds, it's going to hold that amount of rounds. It's going to feed reliably because not only are we in the competition, but we're now into personal defense. So you see things like our 3-inch 2011 tacticals. I want you to carry those. That's a carryable gun. 18 rounds in that baby, a 9mm. That's a formidable opponent if worse comes to worse. And I want you to carry our 2011s for personal protection.
And I think that mindset gets us around again to having everyone who's here at every level involved have a voice when it comes to developing new mm-hmm. products.
Yeah.
We saw some of that as we've been here in
yeah.
the last couple of days.
Yeah, you've seen it too. We've brought you pictures of things that are new in what we're putting out. And we're not afraid to get input from anybody. And we look to say, hey, what do you think about this? And And you've seen how we are. We'll walk around the floor and do that same thing. We have competitions in here for new serrations. We came up with a new pistol for next year. We had employees bring in probably 400 to 500 different names, and we picked through them. Winner got $100 and world fame and international fortune because they got the name of gun in here. We do that quite frequently. It's a good thing for the company. It's a good thing for the culture.
And I think it goes back to that whole idea that it's a family. We've got a culture building here, and that lends itself to an excellent and a fine, higher-level finished product.
It does. I truly believe it. It's just from picking trash up off the floor to how the company looks as a whole when you first walk into it, your impressions are very important. When a stranger comes in here, a possible gun owner, he wants to look at our facility and say, if I'm walking into a trash pit in a place that just nobody cares about, then what's that say about your product? I want our company to look clean. I want it to look well put out, organized, because I think that really goes to the final product. That means our people are taking pride in what they put out through this company of SCI.
Well, I think it's notable also that there are some other nationwide recognized companies that are also ESOP companies that have that same mindset and that same attitude. Speak about some of those.
Very much so. You know, there's bigger companies, corporations out there like Southwest Airlines that are very, very successful, but you see the quality. You know, time and time again, you read about these ESOP companies and they're highest in the customer satisfaction ratings, the quality of the product that they put out. I think it's synonymous with quality and ownership. I truly believe that if an individual just comes in every day and is not held accountable and shown that they're responsible for a high-quality product every day, that at the bottom line they're responsible for, I think it does make a difference. And I think we are the first and only ESOP that I know of in the firearms industry today that is an ESOP, that is a corporation that is an ESOP. And I think it truly puts us apart from many others, especially in the highly competitive world of a 1911-type firearm.
That's everything I've got.
So did I tell you he's a good interview? I mean, it's one of those things. You just kind of throw something at him and let him go. And that's why I wanted to share it with y'all. So as we go forward, I'll work on sorting out the audio issues, you know, still kind of learning to walk here before we kind of run. And you may have noticed that I got an email in the middle of that recording. So I'm figuring it out as we go. But we're going to do better about staying in front of you with at least one podcast a week through the holiday and into SHOT Show, because we will be doing live podcasting from the SHOT Show floor in the Smith & Wesson booth. Look for that in January. And a couple of new programs coming in December, like I had mentioned earlier. Be looking for the coverage of the Scholastic Clay Target Program, the Tennessee Championships. That's going to be December 11th, and then Christmas night, December 25th, is a Wednesday, as I double-check my calendar. That is correct. December 25th will be the Midnight Three-Gun Invitational hosted by Crimson Trace out in Bend, Oregon. What an amazing event. Can't wait for you guys to see that. So look for us Wednesday night. We'll be looking for you. And as always, all the Facebook pages, shootingusa.com, go on over to my Facebook page, John Scouten the John Scouten Shooting USA professional Facebook page. Give it a like. And as soon as I get to 2,500, I've got a pile of Magpul iPhone cases to give away. So if you got an iPhone, this is a pretty top-notch case. And I'll give you one for free. How about that? Anyway, I look forward to hearing back from you guys. Let me know what we should be talking about. Let me know if you like this kind of a format. Now, I fully understand that the audio there was a little challenging. It was an interview in a factory while they were running, while they were making guns. But I'm kind of excited about this new capability, and I'll continue to work the bugs out. And we'll go ahead and put the wraps on this one. We'll talk to you next time.